My name's Michelle Owu, and I'm going to be interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The Wellcome Trust are carrying out a research project with the aim of building up a picture of the UK.
Okay.
Could you please tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
I'm Danny Batten, 23, and I'm from Telford.
Okay. How are you, Danny?
I'm good today, thanks. Slightly nervous, but okay.
Can I ask you why you decided to take part in this project?
Basically, my friend applied. I knew about the project, but I never thought of applying. My friend applied and got it, and I thought I'd go for it on the off chance. And luckily, I got the spot.
Yeah. How did you feel when you heard
it? I didn't realise the scale of the project when I first applied, but when I got through, I started looking into it more and realising how much of a big deal it is, and kind of nervousness and sort of... I don't know the word, but it's like a great opportunity, and I thought I might as well grab it with both hands.
Why did you think it might be a good opportunity?
Just that not many people get to do it. 2,400 seems a lot, but when you think there's like 60 million Britons, so, and this is happening once, then really, I'm in a small group. Not many people would have the confidence to go up there, so I think it's a good thing to do.
How do you feel about being part of that very small community?
I think, I don't know, a sense of pride, really. Something I can look back on is experience. I can say that I was up there doing my thing for an hour in the middle of Trafalgar Square, up there with Nelson. I don't know the name of the other statues, but whoever they are, I was up there with them. For that 1 hour is my spot, and no one else's.
Can you tell us a bit about what you might do on the plinth with your hour today?
Well, I got inspiration from a Bob Dylan video for the Subterranean Homesick Blues, where he holds up a number of cards, and I'll be holding up 60 different signs, one each minute, and it won't be as fast as in the video, but that's basically where I got my inspiration from.
Have you got any friends or supporters coming
in
today?
I've got a few friends that have come down. I've got all my other friends who'll be watching online.
Do you say you're studying currently?
Yeah, I just finished now. I graduate next week, so I'm in a bit of limbo what to do. This is quite a crossroads in my life, and I think it's a good thing to do just after finishing uni as well.
What have you been studying?
I've just studied business admin and public policy. It's not the most interesting subject, but I got through it for 4 years. Yeah, here I am now.
How do you think this reflects, taking part in this project reflects on what you've done before?
I think it's totally different to anything I've done before. I've never done anything like this. I've never done any sort of public speaking or like any sort of amateur dramatics or anything arty. Didn't take art at school. But this is the first thing I've done that involves me being on my own in public view, and first time anything to do with arts. It's quite a new experience to me.
Who are you doing this for?
For myself, really. I think, well, for my friends and family to watch, but ultimately for myself. Just so, like I said before, it's my hour. I'm gonna go out and enjoy it. No matter how badly I get booed or heckled or whatever by the crowd. Not saying that I will, but in case if I do get a bad reception, it doesn't matter. It's my hour, I'm gonna go out and enjoy it.
And what's been the reaction of your friends and family to
you
taking part?
Well, some of them don't understand it. Other people, they're quite confused about what I'm doing up there. But most of them have been quite supportive. And a lot of them said they'll watch me and support me. That's good.
How do you explain to them what you're doing, why you've chosen to do it?
I tell them how I applied. And then I kind of just tell them that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And that, because they still question, well, why do you have to do it? And I'd say that not many people would do it. And my friends see me as a bit crazy, and they think this is really crazy. So this is something that I would do. So they, yeah.
So this has nothing to do with any interest in art?
Well, no, I don't know. I've never had an interest in art before, but I thought this is a great opportunity to have a number of different people who are artists, people who do have an interest in art, and people like me who have no clue whatsoever.
Have you got any hopes or fears for your time on the plinth?
I hope I'm not too nervous while I'm up there and I enjoy it. My fear is that it rains, because then all my signs will get ruined and I'll just stand up there with soggy paper. But really, I'm just hoping I enjoy it, and I'm sure I will.
What are your expectations?
I'm expecting to be nervous. I'm expecting to be bricking it for the first, say, 10 minutes or so. But I think once I'm into it, I'm expecting, I think the nature of my hour up there, I don't expect people to see all of it. But for them to get a glimpse of a few signs of mine and just to see what I'm about.
Why did you choose this particular?
I ran through a lot of ideas, like dancing, but I can't dance, playing an instrument, but I can't play an instrument. And I thought this was quite good because I can hide behind the signs as well. So people aren't seeing me, they're looking at the sign.
Was this your idea?
Me and a friend thought of it together. Yeah.
What's the main thing that you'd say about yourself and who you are?
I'd say openly I'm confident, but really I'd say I'm confident but insecure at the same time. So this is a really big deal for me. That's why I think hiding behind the signs is a good thing for me to do.
You mentioned your insecurities. Tell me more about that. What might those be?
Well, I don't know. Well, I say I don't like my appearance. I'm not too happy with that. And that's why I think I wanted to get a focus away from me. I think that's where the signs came in, like as a bit of a shield, if you get me. So people won't be focusing on me as such, but more on what I'm saying on the signs.
What impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
I think a lot of my friends will find it funny, but then the people closest to me will be quite proud. Like, I think my mum and dad, my mum was quite proud. She didn't quite get it. I don't know what she thought. I think at first she thought I was designing a statue for her. But I think my parents should be quite proud, and my close friends and family are quite proud of me being up there and actually have got to do it.
So they see it as, do they see it as something quite courageous, do you think?
A few of my friends do. Some people don't, like the ones who don't understand it, they really don't see that courageous side to it. But I think it does take guts to stand up there for an hour with so many different people in the online feed, and there might be TV cameras, there might be journalists taking pictures. There's a lot of exposure, so I do think it takes a lot of guts.
How do you feel? How do you feel about being the subject of media attention?
Oh, like I said, I'm insecure, but I'm confident at the same time. Like, I've contacted local media, and where I'm from is a small town. So I've been on, I was on Telford FM radio yesterday. I was on BBC Radio Shropshire. Their Shropshire Star are going to interview me and feature me. So I'm enjoying the exposure of it as such. And I really want to make it onto like the Guardian website or something like that, or some sort of profile on this project. Yeah.
You said you had no previous experience of performing.
No, just school plays, but nothing since then.
How do you think it might relate to this experience?
I don't know. Well, last time I remember, it was a Christmas play, and I played a tree. So I don't know how that relates, somehow, maybe, but that's about the only experience I've got of it.
You mentioned your parents earlier on. Can you tell me a bit more about them and where they come from?
Yeah, well, they're both from India. And my dad moved over here in the 50s. My mum moved over here, I think, in the 60s or 70s. And they didn't have until quite late on. I think after a good 16, 17 years of marriage, I came along. And I'm an only child, so it kind of puts a bit of added pressure on me. And like, I've never been too great at sports. Or like I said, like I've never been in any sort of plays or anything like that. So this is like, apart from my educational life, like outside, this is probably the first big thing that I can say that, yeah, look, there's our son. He's up there. Yeah.
You said you were going to finish studying soon.
Yeah.
What are your plans after you finish?
Well, I think after this, I graduate next week, and maybe go on a few holidays with a few friends. And then I'm going to go travelling for a few months. And my plan is to go to India for 2 months, because I'm from there, and we always visit there, but we always visit a small pocket of India. And because I'm so proud of being there, and I love my cultural connections to India, I thought I might as well see the rest of it, not just a small village. So I'll be around there for about 2-3 months. And if I'm not sick of being away from England, I'll carry on maybe to Southeast Asia or Australia, see how it takes me. Yeah.
What do you think you might do after that?
I'll after that come back and then think about getting a job.
Is there any particular reason for, apart from India, for choosing those countries that you're travelling to?
No, I think it's just so different. Like, I could go America, I could go Europe. Obviously, Europe is, I would like to backpack on Europe, but then it'd be quite similar to over here, like the landscape and the kind of build-up of the cities and the people that we're quite familiar with Europe, but with Southeast Asia and like South America, I've got no idea, it'd be a totally in world to me. I think it'd be quite good to go in there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.